The Coniston Hotel and Country Estate on Stray FM's Family Show.
Located in the sweeping Yorkshire Dales hills near Gargrave, just 10 minutes from Skipton, the Coniston Hotel is famed for its stunning food and drink, its award-winning spa and outdoor activities. But did you know it's also part of horse racing circles and sponsors professional UK jockey Harry Bannister?
They are at the pub. Now they're moving in the gate.
Harry will be riding in the Cheltenham Festival this year, which takes place from the 12th till the 15th of March. But in the lead up to the event, the Coniston Hotel is hosting a special preview evening with a panel of professional jockeys and racing experts in a Q&A session. Visitors will be able to make the most of some top racing tips, background on the jockeys and their horses, as well as enjoying some delicious food and drink during the evening. I spoke to Harry Bannister to find out more about the event on Monday the 4th of March and to answer some questions I've always wanted to know about the life of a jockey.
It's great to get some big names in racing to come up and do it. Daryl Jacob, another jockey, and you know he's won the Grand National and he's won Cheltenham Festival races and stuff. You know, he's one of the older lads and he's actually stayed at the hotel a couple of times too, so it's great to get him to come and do it. Warren Greatchecks as well, who I've ridden quite a lot for in my career as well, and it's good for him to come up. And you know, he's got some, probably got five or six definitely going to Cheltenham, so it'll be good to have him. Sky Bet's PR manager of racing, Michael Shinners, is doing it. Daryl is sponsored by Sky Bet, so there's a bit of a connection between the two. And Mark Howard, who is a racing panel author, you know, he's written books on tipping horses and things like that. So it'll be good to a nice mixture of people, and hopefully it'll be a good night.
Are there going to be any tips, any racing tips?
I'm sure there will be. Yeah, you know, obviously I'd say there'd be some quite biased ones in terms of the horses that we're riding and Warren's training. But as I said, there's a tipster on the panel, and you know, I'm quite looking forward to it myself, to be honest, because I quite want to hear what they all have to say. So for people that aren't into racing and the ones that are, I think it'll be quite an interesting thing to do, and hopefully it's going to be a well attended event.
So that event then, people can buy their tickets. It's only £25 per person. You can get a slightly extended package that includes two tickets and an overnight stay with breakfast. The event is Monday the 4th of March at 7 p.m. It is looking ahead to the Cheltenham Festival at the Coniston Hotel. Just before we go, Harry, are there any questions that people always ask you, that you always get? You know, have you got a ritual before you go and do a race in the dressing room? Have you got sort of a good luck sign? Or are there any other questions that everyone always asks?
Yeah, I think one of the ones we all are, do you ever get scared? And I think it's one of those things where I think if you're scared, you're probably doing the wrong thing. But, you know, obviously we've all got little superstitions, sort of one of the quite common ones. I don't really know why, but if you've got new breeches or new silks or whatever, you always get someone else to tread on them on the floor. So they're not clean when you put them on, because for some reason we all think if they're clean you've got more chance of getting them dirty, and the only way you're going to get them dirty is by hitting the floor. So we think it's a good idea to get someone to tread on them and put a little footprint on them so it's not so bad. But probably means absolutely nothing, but it's something that seems to get done quite a lot.
I've got a question that I've always wondered, Harry. You know, if it's a long race, it looks like all the horses kind of bunch up and you kind of go round. Are you all having a chat amongst yourself, or is it like stone face cold, or is it super competitive? What's going on in that atmosphere when you're at the far side of the racetrack all bunched up together?
A lot of it depends on where you are in the race, how good the race is, and sort of how you're going, really. I mean, if you're in front upside someone else, I mean, there is quite a lot of chatting that goes on, and you know, people probably don't think it, but there's a lot of talking throughout the races and just looking out for each other. I think that's where we're good in England. Definitely we're quite good at looking after each other to a point. Obviously it's very competitive nature, and you know, if you're in a better race, then there's not as much talking, everyone's a bit more serious. But you know, in some of these sort of 3 mile, five real long races and these smaller tracks, and it's soft ground and you've got a bit of a chat on the way around. So no, it's very good fun, and you know, I wouldn't want to do anything else as a job anyway.
Yeah, that was going to be my final question actually. What is it like being a jockey? Is it a dream that you've always had? Have you always been in the world of horses and this is a dream come true, or did it kind of fall into your lap and you thought, oh, great, okay, this is my calling?
No, well, I mean, obviously we've had ponies when we were kids and stuff, and obviously we come from quite a horsey background with hunting and pointer points and stuff, and that's where I started pointing, and you know, it's never really been anything else for me, so luckily I'm able to sort of basically live my dream. So I've never really worked a day in my life, so it's great, really.
Well, thank you so much for talking to us. As we say, the Cheltenham Festival Preview Night is happening at the Coniston Hotel on the 4th of March at 7pm. Tickets weighing £25, and people can get those on the Coniston website or if they give them a call. Harry Bannister, thank you so much for talking to us, and a massive good luck for the racing season ahead, particularly Cheltenham.
No worries. Cheers.
The Coniston Hotel and Country Estate on Stray FM's Family Show.